Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Episode 3 this week, getting into the July portion of the offseason, which means we are just a couple weeks away, hopefully, from the start of training camp, and we'll have some actual football to discuss. Cannot wait for that. Thank you guys all for hanging out with us throughout the entire offseason. You know, it's been one of the craziest off seasons that I've ever been through, and not just, you know, an off season, but a year, right? I mean, 2020, I think we'll be 30 years down the road telling our kids and grandkids about the year 2020. And of course, the draft, the combine, free agency, that was all another fun whirlwind for the Philadelphia Eagles. But it was specifically unique doing the podcast all off season with you guys, with the pandemic and social distancing, and, you know, coming up with all these different topics and having everybody, I don't know, I felt like everybody was kind of together on this podcast, even though you guys aren't on it. I could feel you more interacting with it, you know, throughout the months of March, April, May, and June. And I hope that we were able to bring some, you know, positivity and some, you know, distractions to your life throughout all of that. I've, you know, honestly, although it's a terrible time in the world and it was a really trying time for everybody, you know, when it comes to their jobs and their health and their mental health, because so many people had to stay inside and social distance, you know, it's been a tough time, but at the same time, I will, you know, look back on it fondly, and it made me prioritize a lot of things, and it made me appreciate a lot of things, and I think that includes sports. Losing that in March and not being able to see the NBA playoffs that early, you know, it's going to come back now, but the NHL playoffs, and, you know, really thinking about what if there is no football in September. It really makes you appreciate it, and it really makes me appreciate every single one of these episodes we do with you guys. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to continue to get into some fun topics here. So, as you guys know, we have officially started our all-time Eagles simulations on YouTube. Game number one has been posted on our YouTube page. You can find that link on Twitter, at LockedOnBirds, and at DiBiase, L-O-E. And that kind of got me thinking, you know, considering we all drafted quarterbacks like Carson Wentz, Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick, Donovan McNabb, watching that game, seeing how the quarterbacks played and what they did well in the game between me and Lars and what they didn't do well, that really got my head, you know, the gears circling. And then at the same time, I was writing a piece for WGR Sports Radio 550. I work up here in Buffalo, New York for the Buffalo Bills radio affiliate. And I'm writing a piece about Josh Allen. And, you know, obviously Cam Newton had just signed with the New England Patriots. So I'm kind of talking about Allen's rushing pace over his first 2 years compared to a lot of the other mobile quarterbacks like Cam Newton. And it got me thinking about the Eagles again, because I'm looking through all these statistics and, you know, quarterbacks and the pace they were on rushing wise through their first 2 years. And not just that, but just all time, you know, quarterback rushing records. I'm looking at it and it's just filled with Eagles. I mean, it's just at the top of the list. It's owned by Randall Cunningham and Michael Vick. I mean, they showed up in the top five of literally every statistical category for quarterbacks rushing the football. And it got me thinking, about why I became an Eagles fan in the first place as a 7-year-old kid growing up in Western New York. And a main reason was the Eagles have had, you know, not just two incredible mobile quarterbacks throughout their franchise's history, but like specifically focused on Cunningham and Vick. They've had the two best mobile quarterbacks in NFL history start for them. I mean, that is so much fun. That is really unique. I don't think any team has come close, right? They have the first and second in rushing yards for a quarterback all time. And it was really cool for me specifically because I really do think that was a huge reason I became an Eagles fan was a lot of my family members were Randall Cunningham fans growing up. I feel like regardless of what team you loved, you know, you loved a guy like Cunningham. And my brother grew up loving Michael Vick with the Atlanta Falcons. So when he signed with the Eagles, continued to get into him as a player. And when I first started watching the Eagles, Donovan McNabb was in his prime. So that was a huge reason. That's the kind of quarterback that I love to watch, and I think it's just such a more entertaining product of football. So I think that's a huge reason that I chose the Eagles. And what's really cool about this podcast that I wanted to do was I got to witness, you know, I talk about how Cunningham and Vic, right, the two best mobile quarterbacks in NFL history, Cunningham had that quarterback rushing record up until 2011, and I actually got to go to the game against the Buffalo Bills. You guys know it as the offsides game where Jaquay Parker goes offsides on fourth and short, and the Eagles lose that game. The Dream Team drops to what? I think it was 1-4 at the time. It was a disaster. It was their fourth straight loss. But what was good in that game, which was really cool for me to see NFL history in front of my eyes, was a 60-yard run by Michael Vick broke Randall Cunningham's all-time quarterback rushing record. So to be there was really, really special because, again, those are the kind of quarterbacks that I loved growing up watching, including in 2011, because at that time, again, this ages me, and I do this all the time on the show, but I was only 14 years old at the time. But that's a reason I chose to be an Eagles fan, and it's such a fun product of football, and to see Vic break that record was awesome. But it is such a unique situation where the Eagles have had just so many good rushing quarterbacks. And it's not just that, like Vic and Cunningham, I mean, they're two of the most unique players of all time, and it's specifically in their time. Like, there was nobody like Randall Cunningham in the late 80s and the early 90s. A guy that's what, you know, 6'5", 6'6", 200 plus pounds, had the athleticism and the bend that a guy of that stature had, and the speed and the arm strength. And then Michael Vick, while he wasn't as tall, he wasn't as big as Cunningham. Outside of Lamar Jackson, I have never seen a quarterback with that explosiveness in his feet and in his arm. I mean, Michael Vick is like a DeSean Jackson that can throw the football 70 yards down the field, and he's playing quarterback for you. So the fact that the Eagles have had two of the most unique players in NFL history, two of the best mobile quarterbacks, and it's not just them, but like Donovan McNabb as well. I mean, McNabb doesn't get enough credit for his mobility either because of Michael Vick and Cunningham. And now you have Carson Wentz, who's one of the best scramblers in the NFL right now. McNabb, by the way, to go back to Donovan, he's seventh all-time in rushing for a quarterback. Seventh all-time, pretty good. He was another player that could pull a rabbit out of a hat and extend plays that, you know, seemed dead in the water. So, I don't know. I thought I wanted to talk about this in the episode today because, you know, you see what's going on in the NFL right now. You see the contract that a guy like Carson Wentz got last year. You see what Patrick Mahomes just got a couple days ago. It got me thinking about, you know, is this the era of the mobile quarterback? Is this the new philosophy for the NFL? And not just the NFL, but, you know, is this another trend that the Eagles might have started? Like, has this always been the Eagles' philosophy at the quarterback position throughout their franchise history? That's what I'm going to get into coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is sponsored by RockAuto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to RockAuto.com at home and in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure you write down Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into this edition of Locked On Eagles on a Thursday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you missed any of our last two episodes this week, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on any platform or on LockedOnEagles.com. Again, as I said in segment one, the all-time Eagles simulation. You guys heard the all-time Eagles draft that we did on the podcast a couple weeks ago. We put those rosters into Madden 2004. And now we're posting those simulations on YouTube. Myself, Louis DiBiase, took on Lars Lewis in the season opener. So make sure you go to YouTube.com, type in Locked On Eagles, and subscribe to the channel. You can find the link as well on Twitter, at DiBiaseLOE is my account. And you can also find it at LarsLewis12 and at Locked On Birds. So that was a lot of fun. The game did not go nearly the way I thought. From an offensive production standpoint versus defensive production, we went in thinking that, and I don't want to spoil too much because I want you to go watch the game, but I will say me and Lars, I felt like had the two best offenses, and this game was a fist fight. It came down to the final few possessions. Every possession did matter. It was a fun game for sure. It did not go the way I thought this simulation would really kick off. But that's all I'll say. Make sure you check that out on YouTube. It is posted. It's official. Week one, game one, Louis DiBiase versus Lars Lewis is live on YouTube. Gino versus Jordan will drop later in the weekend. All right, so on today's edition of the podcast, we're getting into the Eagles and their philosophy at quarterback because, again, as I said in segment one, you know, I was talking about Josh Allen and Cam Newton on Buffalo Sports Radio the other day, talking about Allen's historic rushing pace, you know, compared to some of the all-time greats. And then I started to think, you know, after doing this all-time Eagles draft as well, most of the all-time greats when it comes to mobile quarterbacks throughout NFL history were Eagles. Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick. I mean, you got to give Donovan McNabb his credit as well as one of the best mobile quarterbacks from 1999 up until 2009 when he was with the Eagles for that decade. And now Carson Wentz. I mean, outside of who are the guys that, you know, you want outside of structure to make a play for you more than Wentz? Maybe, of course, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. After that, I mean, Carson Wentz is probably the next name you think of. So it's crazy that the Eagles just continue to have these incredible mobile quarterbacks, these multi-dimensional signal callers. And it started to make me think, is this their quarterback philosophy? I don't think that necessarily they say they have to have a mobile quarterback, but I think it's a huge part of what they want in a quarterback because I think they what they want in their leader of the offense is a player that can elevate everyone around them. So if they have a guy like Todd Pinkston and James Thrash and Freddie Mitchell as your three wide receivers, or like last year, it's Greg Ward, Robert Davis, and Deontay Burnett, you can have a quarterback that, yeah, not to say that only mobile quarterbacks can elevate personnel on offense, right? Because we see Tom Brady do it and Drew Brees do it, you know, for the last 20 years. But if you're mobile, that certainly helps because you can extend plays with your legs. You can, you know, give these players more time to get open. And defenses hate to game plan around that when you can thrive outside of structure. So that's the thing is that that scramble drill ability opens up so much for an offense and it elevates an offense. So I think the Eagles love that in a quarterback. I don't think the Eagles like to settle at the position. You know, you saw them. I feel like they did that in 2015 with Sam Bradford, and it's why I was so pissed off when they traded for Sam Bradford, because we've been spoiled when it comes to entertaining quarterbacks to watch. Even though Cunningham won one playoff game with the Eagles in 1992 against the New Orleans Saints, and Michael Vick didn't win one playoff game with the Eagles from 2010 up until 2013, they were such an entertaining product of football, as was Donovan McNabb, who did win with the team. He got to five NFC title games and a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz has won with the team. He was a key reason they won a Super Bowl in 2017. And last year, he dragged the team that had practice squad players all across the offense from 5-7 to 9-7 in an NFC East championship. So I think the Eagles love that. They go for broke with quarterback. It's why I think they would have took Wentz over Jared Goff. And a huge reason they wanted a guy like Wentz over Goff is that ceiling, and that ceiling is higher than Goff's because of the mobility. I mean, to have Cunningham, to have McNabb, Vic, Wentz, they loved Russell Wilson in the 2012 draft. They loved Marcus Mariota in the 2015 NFL draft. I even think Chip Kelly liked Johnny Manziel in the 2014 class. Remember, there was like a minute there, even though Nick Foles was coming off a 27 touchdown and 2 interception season in 2013. There was a minute there, I remember to this day, Rich Eisen saying, is Chip Kelly about to take Johnny Manziel in his second year as head coach? Is he going to take his guy, maybe? A guy that, you know, he recruited to Oregon when he was the head coach. So this team, regardless of who their head coach has been, regardless of who their general manager has been, they like mobile quarterbacks. And I do think it makes sense that a guy like Howie Roseman, a guy like Doug Peterson, wanted a Carson Wentz over a Jared Goff because they come from, you know, the Andy Reid and Joe Banner era of Eagles football. And in that era of Eagles football, wanted a Donovan McNabb, they wanted a Michael Vick, and even their mobile, their backup quarterbacks are pretty mobile, right? I mean, AJ Feely had some escapability, Jeff Garcia, you know, Kevin Cobb really didn't, but even in 2011, you signed Vince Young. I mean, this is a team that wants their quarterback to be a weapon back there, so that if there's seasons where you got to throw to Josh Huff and Doriel Green Beckham, you can still make that work. And it's not just that. It's not just that it elevates the team, for me at least. For the team it is. But it's just such a fun product of football. Like, it makes things, and obviously I'd rather win with a boring quarterback than lose with like a Randall Cunningham or a Michael Vick, for sure. Like, don't get me wrong, 2011 and 2012, they were as miserable as 2015. But if you're good, and you have a guy like Carson Wentz making those wild plays, I mean, again, it's why I was so miserable when they had a guy like Sam Bradford playing quarterback. When it was 3rd and 7 or more, I had no faith. And again, that doesn't just have to do with his mobility. It has to do with a mindset. But I also think that, though. I think scramblers, they typically tend to think more aggressive. At least that's what I see. And I think that's what the Eagles like as well. I mean, Doug Peterson is Mr. Aggressive. He's the most aggressive head coach in football. So, yeah, I actually think, you know, you don't have to be mobile to be aggressive, but I don't think it's a coincidence that Sam Bradford was a statue and he hated to move the football, you know, past 10 yards. Mr. Short of the Sticks. I mean, that's what we called him for an entire year. So, I mean, again, the guys that can just fill the box score and just, you know, have these like historic games like Randall Cunningham in New England in 1990, where the guy had like 5 touchdowns, over 300 passing yards, over 100 rushing yards. McNabb against Green Bay in 2004. Michael Vick, we all remember the Monday Night Football game in 2010. We all remember the other Monday Night Football game against Washington in 2017. I was at that game. Another game that I witnessed just historic play when it comes to mobility at the quarterback position with Carson Wentz and some of the Houdini-like plays he was able to make. I mean, Cunningham and Vic consistently, they went like each, you know, 7 straight, 8 straight years where they had at least 500 rushing yards. It's such a fun thing. It's such a fun element of this team. And for a kid growing up, you know, deciding to pick a favorite team, you know, some people say it was because the Eagles were going to all these NFC title games. It really wasn't, honestly. I mean, there's a million reasons, and also I was 7, so a lot of the reasons were dumb, as most 7-year-old decisions are. Of course, I don't regret it at all, but definitely the mobility at the quarterback position was a huge reason that the Eagles drew me in, and I think it's why they drew a lot of their fans in, you know, not just, you know, in Philadelphia, but across the country. We reach so many different listeners on this podcast from across the United States, in Canada, in New Zealand, in Africa, in Europe. We got our boys in Scotland over there and in London listening to us. You know, Locked On Eagles reaches across the globe, and I think a huge reason that is the way it is because of a Randall Cunningham in the 90s drawing in international fans and, you know, national fans across the country. Same with Michael Vick. When a guy like Michael Vick breaks the league in 2010, or McNabb, you know, is one of the best quarterbacks in the league for 10 years, and he's doing it in an entertaining way, that brings in more fans. Carson Wentz in 2017, it's the same thing. And I love that is what the Eagles are about at quarterback. I think mobility plays a huge part in what they want. And I think it's also because, as I said, mobility to me brings an aggressive mindset that this team loves. From the front office, Howie Roseman loves to be aggressive. The head coach, Doug Peterson, loves to be aggressive. And they want their quarterback doing that same thing. Louis DiBiase here joining you in the Locked On Eagles podcast. One more break to get into, and then we'll wrap up the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right. Locked On Eagles, a Thursday edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got two more shows this week, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We're back doing at least four shows a week now. Took a little vacation in June, did about three episodes a week. But now that it's July, hopefully training camp's coming up in a couple weeks, we're going to kick things back into full gear here to pedal to the metal, and we'll go four to six episodes a week. So make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it, we are available. And you can always find the podcast as well on LockedOnEagles.com. I don't just think that mobile quarterbacks is a philosophy for the Eagles. The entire NFL is moving towards this type of player at the most important position in sports. You got to have some sort of mobility now, to me, for a team to invest in you, to invest, half of their salary cap in you. Because eventually, a guy like Russell Wilson, we've seen, and with the Eagles, we've seen what Wentz has had to make up for. We've seen what McNabb has had to make up for. When you're making that much money, you got to have, a bunch of different ways to gash defenses, not just with your arm, but with your legs as well. Especially when you see now, defensive ends like, the Washington Redskins and the Eagles' own division in the NFC East. Redskins defensive end Montez Sweat last year ran like a 4-3. I mean, pass rushers now run like wide receivers at times. so you got to be able to move. You've got to be able to move because defensive positions, they're evolving as well, just like the quarterback position is. So it's crazy, though. The league is going to this. The vast majority of starting quarterbacks in the NFL have a certain floor of mobility. How many starters across the league can you say are just statues? Four? Five? Six, maybe? And a couple of them are veterans that are on their way out. Drew Brees? Tom Brady? Who are the young quarterbacks that can't run? That can't? I don't want to say they're Lamar Jackson-wise, but even a Tua. Tua can run the football. Joe Burrow, he can move. Daniel Jones. Drew Locke, the latest draft picks. They're not Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, but they can move. Carson Wentz, Mahomes, Lamar. Justin Herbert with the Chargers. Russell Wilson, of course. You go across the board, even Mitchell Trubisky, Aaron Rodgers, Teddy Bridgewater, Cam Newton. Even Gardner Minshew can run a little bit. And I'm kind of just going all over the place here across the NFL. But like the statues that I can think of, Jared Goff, young statues. Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins. Who else am I thinking? Derek Carr. But Derek Carr can move a little bit. Even Matt Ryan got better at running the football later on in his career, but I guess you would consider him closer to a statue, closer to Jared Goff. But it is, Daniel Jones too, getting drafted last year out of Duke, can move the foot. Kyler Murray ran for over 500 rushing yards last year in his rookie year. Josh Rosen was one of those young guys, and you saw Rosen could not elevate that terrible Cardinals offense in 2018. Kyler Murray comes in the next year with similar personnel, and because he's aggressive and because he can move in front of that terrible offensive line, when things aren't always great around your quarterback, when you have a Kyler Murray versus Josh Rosen, that's a huge advantage. And you saw the Cardinals move on from Rosen, their first-round pick, in just 1 year. So that goes to show just how much teams now are desperate for a weapon back there like a Kyler Murray or like a Carson Wentz, a Randall Cunningham, a Michael Vick, a Donovan McNabb. And this is why it's a damn shame that Randall Cunningham played in the era that he did, because if Cunningham played right now, I think we're talking about a Patrick Mahomes-like star. I really do. Especially if he was playing for a guy like Andy Reid. Louis DiBiase here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of the show. We will be back tomorrow. Again, make sure, too, you're checking out these simulations on YouTube. They are a ton of fun. They were a ton of fun to draft and then put all of these games into place in Madden 2004. So really excited to get that going as we still have a couple more weeks here of the dead period of the NFL offseason. Louis DiBiase here once again, signing off. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.